This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Fagu Purnima, also known as Holi, being celebrated in the Hilly districts today. President urges using corona safety measures while celebrating the festival. Water from Melamchi project to be distributed to homes in Kathmandu Valley from today. Nepal police urge all to celebrate Holi, adopting health safety measures issued by the government. Ministry of Health appeals Kathmandu denizens not to go out of home except in emergencies, citing degrading air quality. And here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington is horrified by Saturday's deaths in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Fagu Purnima or Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in hilly areas, including the capital city today. The festival marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. The first day of the festival is called Choti Holi or Holika Dahan, and the second day Dhuleti or Holi. Holika Dahan, the death of Holika, the symbol of triumph of good over evil, is marked by lighting a bonfire and performing a special puja to burn evil spirits. The next day, people enjoy smearing one another with different colors, including abir or red vermilion powder. However, this year, the government has requested to celebrate Holi, taking cautions and safety measures in view of the coronavirus. Among various cultural festivals celebrated in Nepal, the Fagu Purnima carries its own speciality and significance. People from old to young age enjoy the festival with enthusiasm. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers in Nepal and abroad on the occasion of Holi festival today. President Bhandari has wished for peace, prosperity and happiness. She expressed her belief that Holi festival would help to increase fraternity, tolerance and goodwill among Nepali people, strengthening national unity. Meanwhile, the Nepal police has urged all to celebrate Holi festival adopting all health safety measures issued by the government. Nepal Police spokesperson SSP Basanta Bahadur Kumar said all the police units across the country had been directed to ensure the compliance of health safety measures and maintain peace and security. Earlier, the Ministry of Health and Population had urged people to remain alert regarding the possible corona outbreak, citing rising number of cases in India and European countries. People in Kathmandu Valley will be able to enjoy the water supply from the Melamchi project to their homes from today. The project officials have said the water from the project will be released in about 200,000 taps in all area of the valley. Executive Director of the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee, Thiris Prasad Khatri, said trial supply was carried out yesterday by releasing water into pipe from Sundarizal, and in the second phase the water would be released in the new taps. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed grief over the demise of Nepali Congress Central Member Nabindra Joshi. Issuing a condolence yesterday, Prime Minister Oli extended tributes to the departed soul and condolences to the bereaved family members, well-wishers and leaders and cadres of the Nepali Congress. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has stressed the need for local level to chart out a plan towards promoting production and employment. At a program organized yesterday on the occasion of 40th establishment day of Banepa municipality of Kabri Palanchok, he said the local level should lay emphasis on employment generation by tapping potential of existing resources. He also urged the local governments to design mega projects and submit them to the federal government so as to support the plan for making Banepa city well-managed. The process of bringing 800,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines given by China has been started. Chinese embassy has confirmed that the vaccine doses and other essential health materials have been kept at Beijing Airport to be dispatched to Nepal. Meanwhile, a national flag carrier airplane of Nepal Airlines is flying to Beijing today to bring the aid materials, including vaccine, to Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued a public alert urging the Kathmandu Valley denizens not to go out of their homes except for urgent work in view of the increased level of air pollution in the valley spurred by the change in weather. In a public appeal, Ministry's joint spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari advised people not to go out of their homes barring emergency works as various health problems could occur, including difficulty in breathing due to the air pollution. He also suggested all to put on a face mask if one needs to go out. Dr. Adhikari urged people not to drive their vehicles unless it is urgently required and to help reduce the air pollution likely to be caused by operation of vehicles or factories. The Health Ministry also urged all to take special care of children, the seriously ill and senior citizens in such situation. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has said the weather will be same till Sunday. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 85 new coronavirus infection cases and 93 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The Ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,700 infected people, more than 272,400 have recovered from the infection. The Ministry had also reported 3 corona-related deaths yesterday, pushing the total deaths to 3,027. 3 members of a family were killed in a road accident that took place in Pakhodi of West Chitwan yesterday. The accident took place when a scooter they were travelling was hit by a passenger bus coming from the opposite direction. DSP Surya Bahadur Thapa said the deceased had been identified as Mohan Adhikari, 45, his 17-year-old daughter Anisha Adhikari, and his elder brother, 17-year-old daughter Dibisha Adhikari, residents of Bharatpur Municipal Corporation 6. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that Washington is horrified by Saturday's deaths in Myanmar. Dozens of people were killed by security forces during protests on the deadliest day since last month's military takeover of the country. Blinken said the killings, reportedly of more than 100 people, showed that the junta would sacrifice the lives of the people to serve the few. The U.S. Embassy previously said security forces were murdering unarmed civilians, while the EU delegation to Myanmar said Saturday, officially armed forces day, would stay engraved as a day of terror and dishonor. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was deeply shocked, and British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab called it a new low. A fresh effort is on the way to refloat a giant container ship blocking the Egypt-Suez Canal. Canal authorities say 14 tugboats are trying to take advantage of Saturday's high tide, and more will arrive on Sunday if the latest attempt fails. The Ever Given became waist in the canal, one of the world's busiest trade channels, on Tuesday. More than 300 ships are struck on the either side of the blockage. Some have had to reroute around Africa. By late Friday, dredgers have moved about 20,000 tons of sand from around the Ever Given's Bow, which was stuck deep into the canal's bank. The chairman of the Suez Canal Authority, SCA, Ozama Rabi, told a news conference on Saturday that 9,000 tons of ballast water, which is stored in tanks to stabilize the ship, had been removed to help lighten the vessel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Fagu Purnima, also known as Holi, being celebrated in the hilly districts today. President Erz is using corona safety measures while celebrating the festival. Water from Melamchi Project to be distributed to homes in Kathmandu Valley from today. Nepal police urge all to celebrate Holi, adopting health safety measures issued by the government. Ministry of Health appeals Kathmandu denizens not to go out of their homes except in emergencies, citing degrading air quality. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington is horrified by Saturday's raids in Myanmar. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.